Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone today. My name is Robert Enns. I'm the president of the Board of Directors of the Cayuga Sanitary District. Thank you for being here. And I'm sorry you all have to stand, so I'm going to make this as short as possible. First of all, Jordan Cunningham's office has a little presentation they'd like to make. Benjamin Peterson is here to do that.
Well, on behalf of Assemblyman Jordan Cunningham, this certificate of recognition is for the Cayuga Sanitary District in honor of the groundbreaking ceremony for the Cayuga Sustainable Water Reclamation Project this day, August 10th, 2018. Thank you.
Thank you, Benjamin. We'll find an appropriate place to put that up in our office lobby, and people that come in will be able to see that. Thank you. So the term "it takes a village" came to mind. Part of the village is up here on the stage. The other part's out here. So I want to first introduce our board of directors. And just please stand and remain standing. Carrie Mafioli. Shirley Lyon, Hannah Miller, Vice President Dan Chivins is not available today, but we have a stand-in, a former board member, Dan Lloyd. And Dan was a former board member, but key in the participation on our advanced planning committee. So we've asked Dan to stand in for Dan. See, we don't have to change the name that way. Okay, you can be seated. Thank you. Next, I want to introduce the district staff, and some are over here and some are out there. Danielle Crawford in the blue top. Amy Nelson in the black coat. Nick Lakey. Nick, where are you? Over here. Mike Merrill next to him. John Collins. Where are you? John's hiding on the other side of the room. And is Robert Tennant here? Robert recently retired and skipped out on us. Our legal counsel, Tim Carmel, is not here today. He's on vacation. And, of course, our manager on the corner here, Rick Kuhn. Many people have asked us how we accomplished so much in such a short period of time. It took every individual on this stage, plus their staffs, many of whom are either here or standing among you, to get this done. So I'd first like to introduce two of those individuals, our second district supervisor, Bruce Gibson. Bruce has been instrumental in providing insight through the planning and permitting process. As you may recall, he's recently went through this same process over in Los Osos. So I'm going to let Bruce say a few words.
Thank you very much, Robert. And I'd like to welcome you all to a day that's really fit for celebration. And the weather speaks all. The sun is shining on the Cayuga Sanitary District's efforts to do something remarkable here. Robert referenced a certain other sewer project that I've been involved with for quite a long time. Every of these projects appears to be a journey of unique characteristics. The journey for the Cayuga Sanitary District sewer project, though, was very different from the other one. This one happened, yes, it took some years to get it to the threshold of action here. But once the board and the staff of the district decided to move forward, it moved with remarkable speed and remarkable efficiency. You know, these people went to the County Planning Commission for a permit, and they did not get appealed anywhere. And that is a measure of the way in which business is done with this district. No drama, just head down, get the job done, and let's see the success. I attribute their efficiency and their success to a couple of things. One of them is a committed board of directors who had a vision that this project needed to be accomplished. They have, you know, under the leadership of Mr. Enns, they have a coherent vision, and they moved forward on it. Second, they have remarkable staff. It's been more than a great pleasure working with Mr. Rick Kuhn as he works through the technical details on this. Spent numerous meetings with Robert and Rick and a few other folks, and I can tell you that they came to this project with an open mind and a lot of creativity and tremendous drive to see this get to this day. And finally, I have to salute the support of the community of Cayucas. This kind of action, where the final action on approving the permit, certifying all the environmental documents, happened in a simple meeting that took less than 2 hours, to me speaks of the understanding of the citizens of Cayucas for their infrastructure needs and for what's good for their community and what's good for our environment. And so, congratulations to all who are involved in this. I look forward to seeing the fruits of these labors manifest themselves in a plant here. I think you're going to find that there are going to be more very exciting initiatives coming forward as this project develops. And I'm very proud to represent communities who have been able to accomplish great feats like this. So thank you for being here. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, Bruce. Next individual I want to introduce is Fred Collins. Fred is the representative for the Northern Chumash Tribal Council. Over a year ago, I stood out there in Toro Creek Road with Fred, and we discussed the Chumash history of the area. At that meeting, I told Fred that it would be my goal and our district's goal that he could stand before us today and let the community know that we had respected his tribal history. So with that, I'll ask Fred to come up.
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak today. You know, I want to thank Robert, the CSD, you know, all the folks that have, you know, put all of our energy into listening to the community, to the broader community, to the Native American community, and to put this project together with connectivity. And that's one of the things that we, as a Native Indigenous people, we believe and understand that all things are connected. And so when you bring this down to the level of communities working together to achieve a goal, we have to look at this project as a blueprint for the future. Robert, CSD, Rick Coons, you know, all of the people that were in the administrative position to actually engage with the Northern Chumash Tribal Council, you know, all listened to, you know, all of the different things that we put forward. When you step back in time 5-10,000 years, and you can feel the energies of what a wonderful place this was for my ancestors, you know, with the ocean right here and the abundant sea life that was a part of our life, and then you have the land, steelhead, salmon in the creek. This was a part of our lifeways, and having the CSD, Robert, and Rick pay attention in a way that was heartful. It was really meaningful. And we were able together to sit down at the table and come up with a plan that worked for everybody. And it worked in a way that was, you know, propelling us into the future. I think, you know, I have to second all of the things that Bruce said. I mean, it's been an incredible project. When you look at the other projects that we've had some difficulties with and took so many, many, many years to bring to fruition. When I stood out here with Robert and talked about ways to make this happen, they paid attention, and this is the results. So I want to thank the Northern Chumash Tribal Council, the elders, the ancestors, the first people of this land. Would like to thank CSD, Robert, Rick, and the community especially for supporting them and making the decisions that bring us to this point today.
Thank you, Fred. In every project of this magnitude, there's a driving force that will see you through. I've often referred to this as our secret weapon. That weapon, of course, is Rick Kuhn, our general manager. Rick came to us with 30 years of building experience in this community and was able to assemble the team that you see up here on the stage today. And with that, I'm going to ask Rick to come up and introduce his team. And we have some plaques that you'll have a look at. There'll be a couple left on the table, but to thank these people for their efforts. Rick?
Well, good morning. Thank you to the board of directors, the community, for all their support. Just a little history, and is the best way probably to explain how we got here. April 2015 is when the board of directors decided to go on their own and look for possibilities. At that time, I went ahead, and we'll give the plaques out as I call their names, please. Went ahead and got WSC, Water Systems Consulting, Dylan Wade. They're the civil engineer, design engineer. Also went to Firma, Landscape Architects, David Foote, he did all the EIR work for us. So that started how we got the advanced planning stage out. I don't know, we had town meetings with the community showing the different areas that we looked at, the costs of the areas. All these two guys here were instrumental in providing all that data for the community. We went ahead at the same time. I started talking to the regulatory agencies. A big part of it was San Luis Obispo County, Bruce Gibson, and all the county staff of planning, building. We met with them once a month to talk to it. We also have the California Coastal Commission that I talked to, their staff. We have a plaque for them. Nobody's here with them. Regional Water Quality Control Board, we met with them every 2 months to talk about the project. You're here?
Yes, I'm here.
Come on up. We have a plaque for you. We also talked to LAFCO. Mike Prater, representing LAFCO, is here. And, of course, at the same time, I went to Chevron. Chevron is the one that owned this land. This area here was used for their water production, for their steam plant, and also there's water line that runs all the way to their shore terminal. So this is where they got their water. I'd like to thank Chevron for all their work with us. It took 84 days from when we made an offer to close escrow. So that went fairly rapidly. So kudos to Chevron. So once we had the property, we had all the design work ready to go, the regulatory work, we went ahead and decided that we wanted to work with a contractor, bring a contractor on board soon so they could make recommendations as we went through the design aspects of it. And Harry Cosmos represents Phelance. Phelance is our construction manager, will be our construction manager. They spent a lot of work and a lot of time through this whole process, design work and everything. So as we went through, we now needed everybody else. We needed structural engineers. Ian Strobridge with Ashley Vance. And Charles Ashley, he's not here, he's on vacation, but Ian did a lot of the structural work for us. We have Tom Jess with Aris Design Studio. All his staff did the architecture. We have Kelly Robinson with Geo Solutions. So now we have all the engineering getting done. Once we had an idea of what we needed to get here, we went and talked to the Northern Chumash Tribal Council, and Fred Collins, he was instrumental in going over our design work and saying, well, this doesn't really work. How can you do it differently? So while all the engineering is going on, I was also tasked with, how are we going to finance this? So we're doing all the engineering, we're doing all the planning, we're talking to all the regulatory agencies. At the same time, I happen to be introduced to Mark Sampson, and Mark has been instrumental in putting all the financing packages together, our solar package together he's working on right now. I remember that it was October 2016, we had applied for a state revolving fund loan, and I got a letter from the state saying there's no more money left. It's all been taken up by the bigger agencies, Orange County, LA Metropolitan. Even with leveraging, look for funding, maybe we could look at your thing 2019, 2020. Within a day or two, I had called the USDA, U.S. Department of Agriculture. I had talked to them before, let them know what was going on. And Al Coryell with the USDA is here. All their work to come on board. They're providing the takeout loan, very low interest. That's one thing that we were able to do is because we're a small community, we qualify for rural development, the rural development program. So that worked out really well. Then continuing with the financing, since they're the long-term loan, we talked to several banks, and the one that stepped forward very quickly was Monica Suarez with Western Alliance Bank, providing us the construction financing. So it took everybody here to come to where we're at today. It's going to take a lot more people as we move into the construction phase. We have these maps that you have here. If you would get one, they're on the far table. When we're done, we're going to ask the board members to walk over there, and we have the shovels. John, would you get the shovels, please? And they'll do a little ceremony over there. So I think we're ready to go ahead and do that. So would the board members, please? And everybody else can go over there, too, if you want. Okay, does everybody have a shovel? You ready? One, three, two, one. Congratulations, Cayucas.